You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much for being here. Here we are again. Here we are again. We have a beautiful show. We are just starting off our new season, our 10th season here at Wisdom of the Ancients. And I wanted to say thank you so much to every single one of you, those who have been with us since the beginning. Those of you who might have just joined, you have all called this forth. This is your show. This is where you, know it or not, where you connect with the divine and you say, please bring me this speaker, because these beautiful speakers who are here are the ones who have stepped up, who have taken on their divine assignment and said, yes, despite all the challenges, I will share what I have. I will take my gift. I will take my capabilities. I recognize those beautiful capabilities that I've been given and bestowed, and I will share them, because now is the time. Now really is the time, more than ever. And I think you can all feel it. I know I can feel it. I know there's been a shift. So we're not going to get into, well, I'm not going to get into the actual shift that's happening, but we are stepping into our power. Can you feel it? We are awakening to our sovereignty. We are embodying our sovereignty. We are recognizing and remembering that we truly are sovereign souls together, each and every one of us. So as we begin this particular show, let us now invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service who truly have supported us from the beginning, who have brought us all together to open our hearts to the words and the vibrations that are going to come through our guest today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Sarah Landon has been called a leader of leaders for the next generation of transformation. A former corporate professional and entrepreneur turned inspirational speaker, spiritual teacher, and intuitive channel, Sarah is recognized as a globally celebrated leader in the field of human potential and spiritual living. Sarah's passion is helping people to discover their unique life's purpose and the power, there we go, the power within them, within you, to create a positive impact in the world around you. Sarah's ability to connect to an expanded awareness and higher level consciousness offers her clients, students, and participants in her courses and her coaching programs the wisdom to live their highest potential regardless of your current limitations or perceived limitations and life circumstances. Sarah is living proof that when aligned to the energetic power of the source within you, anything is possible for you. The intention of all gatherings and sessions with Sarah is to provide life-changing wisdom in an energetic experience that will guide you to answer the profound questions of who am I? Why am I here? What is my life's purpose and how do I live it? So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Sarah back to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Sarah.
Ian, thank you. I am so grateful and happy to be here with you and the Wisdom of the Ancients community. I am really looking forward to this conversation today. And I am so in line with exactly how you started not only the show, but the season here. It's just incredible. And truly feeling into the power that we are all stepping into, knowing who we are and why we are here on the planet at this time, and why it's so important now more than ever for you to be all that you are and live your life to the fullest and allow yourself to love your life again, to love humanity again, to dream, to open up to things that are beautiful and fun, and to really know that you have the freedom to choose the life that you want to live for you. So we're going to have an incredible conversation today. Ian said it, and I concur completely. You drew this conversation to you, and as the counsel who I channel says many times, you drew this to you. You're the one who really is remembering here everything that you know. This isn't my wisdom. It's not the council's wisdom. This is you remembering something within you that you already know. It's a coming home to the truth within you, not my truth, your truth. So I encourage you to just receive, to breathe, to let yourself be surrounded with the love and the beauty and the joy that is here for you in this moment. So I'm really excited for today's call. Thank you, Ian.
Oh, of course, of course. And again, thank you so much for being here. Let me share with everyone what the topic is today. So the topic is the journey to becoming a realized master. And I don't know about everyone else, but I really, really feel it. I really feel that whatever's happened, and I can't necessarily explain it, but whatever's happened, there has been a shift there where we really feel that we are truly stepping up. So I think that this topic today is so perfect. There's a level of confidence. There's a level of knowing. And I think we are all maybe looking for a little bit of guidance around that, how to become that realized master. And Sarah, you're going to be calling in the council. The council is, tell us about the council. Some people have worked with you before, Sarah, but others might not have worked with you before. So tell us about the council.
Yeah, so the council is a higher level of consciousness and awareness that has a much more expanded viewpoint of this human experience. They bring to us a grander viewpoint. They're here to expand your consciousness, to expand your awareness. And that is not something that you try to figure out and you do. It's something that you allow. So in being present to the energy and opening your heart and just letting yourself be here in this conversation, it will automatically elevate your consciousness, elevate your awareness, which increases your vibration and your frequency. You should feel more peace. You should feel more love. You should feel a deep sense of knowing when you're hearing the council's wisdom. They bring forth this higher perspective and elevate our consciousness and our awareness, because when they do that, what happens within us is we begin to witness the shift in consciousness that occurred. And what happens is we start perceiving things differently. The council says your perception is what creates your reality. How you are perceiving yourself and the world around you is what is creating the reality you're living in. So as you elevate your awareness, it's been here for you all along. It's just allowing it in. So when you elevate your awareness, you begin to focus differently. You begin to see things differently. You begin to perceive new insights, new potentials, new possibilities. And that begins to draw new potentials, new opportunities, new experiences into the force field of creation that is you. So when you start having some experiences of those things, then you experience an even greater expansion. Your life expands. Your love expands. Your abundance, your well-being, your own connection to infinite intelligence, your own connection to your higher self and your guides or the collectives that are always here guiding you at all times. The council says they are you. It's just you remembering what you already know. It's you. The council is in a higher level of consciousness, in a higher level of awareness. And so sometimes we try to figure out that from a linear, very linear understanding of time and space. But think about it more of this expanded circular experience, and that there are vertical layers and levels of your experience. So you can be living in an experience in heaven on earth. You can choose and create to live in a peaceful, harmonious, loving world, which is the teachings of the council. And that is in a different state of consciousness than one that is in a lower frequency that is entangling with fear and trauma and drama and suffering. You can be in the same geographical place, but be in a totally different state of consciousness. And that is what they help us remember, because they are in a different state of consciousness. And guiding us to elevate our own experiences into everything that is possible for us. So I think when you hear them, you will just notice many people describe it like a feeling of coming home. Many people just find themselves moved to tears the first time they hear the counsel. And many feel like it's finally putting words to what they've known was truth within them all along. They just didn't have the right words to say it. And when they hear the counsel, it's just this knowing of a truth within them. And I've met some really awesome, extraordinary people from this community that have come to myself in the council and I've gotten to know personally as a result of past shows that I was part of with you, Ian. I'm just so grateful. I can tell you, you have amazing people all around the world that are part of this work, and it's just such a joy to be here with you all.
No matter what my day is like, as soon as I get on the call, as soon as we connect with the community, the Wisdom Tribe, everything shifts. You know, everything shifts. So I truly am also super, super blessed. I just enter an incredible state of bliss whenever I get in the calls. It's, you know, the connectedness, the frequencies, everyone's intention, the beautiful, beautiful, the love, joy, peace, no matter what we're feeling. I think that because we are gathering together with higher intentions for the purpose of accelerating our ascension, expanding our consciousness, raising our awareness, because we have that in our field, we are all being up-leveled. So I know personally I'm up-leveled every time we get together. I wanted to ask you, Sarah, before we kind of get into this, so to speak, at what point, this is just for the benefit of the community listening, at what point will the council be joining us? Are you calling them in? Are they here now? And also with that in mind, one of the hallmarks of the show is that we do take the live questions. And I just wanted to give the listeners a little bit of guidance. I know people already have their hands up and people are already writing in. What can we put in people's minds and hearts, the types of questions that the council would like to answer for the community today?
Yeah, thank you for that, Ian. We will bring the council in a little bit here, and we'll also open up the calls so you can ask your question live to the council. And as much as, here's what comes to me, what is the biggest question you can ask? That may even be beyond your own personal agenda. You know, imagine you are sitting with infinite intelligence and you can ask them anything. And sometimes we're so attached to whatever's going on in our life and we have so much resistance about a particular thing, like a pain in our body or a relationship or why we need more money or we can't figure out what our gift is. And yet on the other side of that, if you knew that you are the very existence of the divine, you have infinite abundance available to you. You have infinite well-being available to you. You are infinite love, and infinite intelligence is always supporting you. From that space, what is the question you would ask? Because the council says it is the questions that you are asking which is drawing your life experience to you. If you're asking the question of, I don't have enough money, how do I get more money? I'm in pain, how do I fix what's broken in my body? What's wrong with me? Why haven't I figured it out? I need a relationship, I need more money. If we're asking from that space, we just continue to draw more of that. So my opportunity the opportunity here in talking to the council when I bring them in formally is I want you to challenge yourself to think of the biggest question you can ask. So I will formally bring the council in here in just a little bit, and you will notice that the cadence of my speech changes a little bit. They have their own resonance. They have their own vibration. It's a little bit of a different shift, and you'll hear it in my voice. But I also remind people when we do that to open yourself up to the energy. They're already here. They're already part of this conversation. And you said, Ian, of how when you get on these calls, you just feel this energy. you mentioned something in the very beginning when you were doing the intro to the call about the power to step into who we are as sovereign beings. One thing about my teachings and my work and the wisdom that comes through, I am completely committed to bringing in the highest level of consciousness, the wisdom and teachings to live our highest potential in this life. However, none of that matters if you cannot integrate it in your life, if it can't be practical and applicable so that you can really live it. We've all read the books. We all know the great wisdom of the ages, but being able to integrate it and apply it in your life. So I've heard this term sovereign being, and I use the word sovereign being, and I heard other people use the word sovereign being, and I kept feeling some resistance in it because the truth is I didn't even know what that meant. Why do we want to be a sovereign being? What does that mean? You know, I find for many people, especially right now, when you want to have a better, healthier, ageless body, it's because you want the freedom to play and dance and have fun and create, be out in nature and to live your life fully. We want a healthy, vital body filled with energy so that we are free. When people want to make more money or they think they don't have enough money to do what they want to do, they want the money, but on the other side of what they want really is freedom. They want freedom. And the same, believe it or not, is true in relationships. We want the one. You know, we want the soulmate. We want the one that's going to just really get us. You know, this person that's like made of your soul because you want to be free to be who you are inside of your relationship. It's all about freedom. And it's this invitation that's been there all along for us to step into the freedom of being the sovereign beings that we are. However, what we are most afraid of most of the time, even beyond our power, is true freedom. And all throughout the day, you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to choose all day long. You choose what you wore today. You choose what you're eating. You choose who you call. You choose what you read. You choose how you fix your hair. You choose whether you're going to go for a walk this way or that way or not go for a walk at all. Every day you're making thousands and thousands and thousands of choices. And yet, we continually entangle ourselves in limitation and the feeling of being stuck and unable to do what we want to do and like victims and like we can't really do what we want even if we knew what we wanted sometimes because we say things like, oh, yeah, no, I can't do that. Oh, I really should do this, but I can't. We continually disempower ourselves all the time because we're in a level of consciousness where we don't remember who we are. And we just reinforce this limitation or feeling stuck in the words that we're saying without even realizing it. So the council says the hardest part of some of this is just letting it come to the light. So when you let it come to the light, you sort of see how you limit your own freedom every day just in thinking you can't choose what you want to eat or not even taking the time to be in the experience where you feel into this, I am free to choose all day long. If we can't even do that, then it's really hard to believe that we have the freedom to choose the life that we want to live. But you do, and that's what it means by being a sovereign being. Being a sovereign being means that you know that all of the energy that is here is for you. It's all your energy, and it's about opening and allowing energy to serve you. All of the energy is here for you, and everything is here for you. Everything is here for you. Everything has already been created. It's just putting creation into some enjoyable, purposeful, exciting use for you. You're not creating in ways that you're making something out of nothing. You're taking all that is here for you and you're putting it into some enjoyable, purposeful use of your choosing to experience more joy, more love, more beauty, more expression, more expansion, to have new experiences. And so this is not from a place of entitlement, it's all here for you. It's all here for you to enjoy. It's all here for you to find the beauty in it. It's all here for you to love. And it's here, everything that has been created is here as infinite potentials and opportunities to live your life to the fullest. And it is about giving yourself permission to really be free, to choose the life you want to live for you. That is different than what you want, because in the wanting and the needing, what do I want? What do I need? This sort of addiction we have to, I need more of this. And the second we sort of get something we think we want, the next day it's like, well, now what do I want? Now what do I need? Versus a very different energy when you get into alignment to the I am creator frequency, which is the very existence of source. When you get into that energy, the I am creator frequency is the energy of you are infinite love, you are infinite abundance, you are infinite well-being, and you are infinite intelligence. And it is about opening yourself up to all of that and then choosing the experiences that you want to have for you. The council talks a lot about the difference between manifestation and creation. And just like we're going from awakening into realization, we are being invited so far beyond manifestation into true creation. True creation doesn't have a personal agenda which is based on I need and I want. It's based on this knowing that it's all here for you. True creation is to not deny the existence of source and the divine and God in you and in others and in everything. And if that energy is in everything, then all you have to do is draw it to you, because it's not really separate from you. And we go way more into that in the special offer today, which is our newest course called Journey of the Master, going live through May 30th. We go so much deeper into all of those concepts and practices, into how you really apply that and live that in your life. But awakening, you know, we are in this time. If you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this, you have already drawn to yourself an experience of awakening. You have already been in this cycle of seeking and spiritual seeking and seeking of the self. You've been in that awakening. The council says the question that you asked that started your own journey on this awakening path is the question, who am I? Who am I? You know, you might have found yourself in a situation where you had a loved one die, and you were really questioning life and what's it about and who am I? Or maybe you were in a relationship that you knew this was just not working, and you don't even know who you really are anymore. And you start asking the question, who am I? What am I really? Why am I here? And what is this all about? Or maybe you had financial issues, or maybe you had a disease or a pain or something in your body, and you started asking these bigger questions. So when we start moving into realization and mastery and coming into this journey beyond the journey of the human, we've all taken this journey of the human, and that leads to your awakening experience at some point. And you begin to awaken to who you really are, and that there's more going on here, and there's a grander potential. And then we come to this place where it's not so much about the journey of the human struggling through life, trying to roll a boulder up the hill in the mud with the big heavy boots on, continually trying to do more and more and more in order to be enough. You know, this is the journey of the human, that there's just never enough, that you're just not enough. So what else can you do to be enough? And what else can you achieve to be enough? And then what else can you make to be enough? And it's this fear, this motivation that constantly keeps you on this hamster wheel, trying to avoid these unwanted circumstances. I don't want to grow old and be alone. I don't want to grow old, period. I don't want to grow old and not have the money to be free. It's all this avoiding these unwanted circumstances. You're just constantly on this this hamster wheel. But the real thing beneath that is that you're constantly motivated to avoid not being enough, not being good enough, somehow trying to earn the right to be here, earn a living, earn your way, earn your keep. We're always trying to earn what is inherently yours. And when you come to the end of that journey, and it's no longer about trying to be enough or do enough because you're unworthy or you carry the shame or the guilt or the struggle, it's about stepping in to a higher awareness, an elevated level of consciousness that draws to you new potentials and possibilities. And then you move into the journey of really being a master of your life experience. And that's a very different journey than what most of us have experienced thus far in the journey of the human. You're being invited in to the journey of the master. And the master lives in a harmonious world within themselves, knowing that everything is a figment of your creation. And you begin to go from manifestation to impeccable creation and impeccable creative expression of all that you are in your world and in your reality, because you know that you are creator within your own creation. And then you're on this journey of enlightenment, realization, and ascension. And you can do all of that while also living in your own experience of heaven on earth. So the council asked this question many times throughout the different parts of this course. As you will see in the special offer, there's four pre-recorded parts of this course that are immediately available, and then there are two live channel sessions and Q&A sessions on May 9th and May 30th. And the council continues to bring this question up to ask yourself, are you living in heaven on earth? Are you living in heaven on earth? And the fascinating thing to me in this time of a global transformation of consciousness that we know as the pandemic that is being experienced by many on our planet at this time, what I have seen is the witnessing of the shift that so many people have made. Because there's a whole bunch of people living in heaven on earth right now. And there's a whole lot of people that are choosing hell. And they're not choosing it for any other reason than they just have forgotten that heaven on earth is available for them too. And the greatest thing that you can do for the people that you love is to create your own heaven on earth within your life. Heaven on earth, whatever it means to you specifically, the essence of it is peace, harmony, abundance, love, well-being, kindness, beauty, fun, joy, play, creativity, fulfillment, and add anything else that sounds good to you. It is about the richness of life. It is about a richer experience. It is about living beyond anything you previously imagined. And I can tell you from my own experience and many, many others who have been part of this journey of the Master, when you live it for yourself, so many people around you begin remembering that it's possible for them too, even if they have forgotten. The council says it's your job to hold the vision and create it for yourself, to live it now, to choose it now, to be it now, and allow it to fully express through you. What is the vision? It's your vision of heaven on earth, whatever that means to you. So, council's always here with us. We will formally bring them in here in just a few minutes, but that's the essence of what we're talking about today.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. So many really powerful and poignant nuggets, as well as the vibrations that you're sharing with us today. So, so powerful, so beautiful. This is something that we can definitely go back and listen to again as well. Now, I know that, Sarah, you've answered this in, I think, in what you've been saying, but just to reiterate or to confirm, why have we all chosen to stay on this planet right now, yeah, during this time?
Really, I love this question. So many times when someone reached a level of realization or enlightenment, they left the planet. And we are being asked to remember that the reason we are in this life experience here and now, this is the most important experience that's going on anywhere, is this human experience, the human experiment that is happening now, which has just undergone an unprecedented shift into the next wave of the Great Awakening of our human family. So all of you who have been on this awakening journey for a while, you have been on your own journey to awakening, coming in now to ascension, realization, and enlightenment, and staying on the planet because of the consciousness and the vibration that you bring in through your enlightenment, through your own ascension, through your own realization of who you really are. The consciousness and the vibration that you bring in, it can only come through you. And as you begin to create new ways of being, new paradigms, new potentials and possibilities, you are seeding human consciousness with those greater potentials and possibilities. And the council literally asks us to stay on the planet at this time because it's so important and you're so needed here. You are seeing many people transition at this time, and I have tremendous compassion. Anytime we lose someone we love, we miss them in physical form, even when we know that they're not really gone. They left the density of the body. They're in a higher vibration. They're always there and available to us. But, of course, we miss being able to hug them and touch them and talk to them. I've seen many people in the last 2 months in friend circles in my community. There's been a lot of people transitioning. And most, all of those were not as a result of the coronavirus. But it's at this time when, whether you're aware of it or not, you know things are shifting here. And you can feel it. And you are needed now more than ever to live this. One of the things that is in part four of Journey of the Master, it's one of the pre-recorded parts that is available right now, is one of the most profound things the council has ever said, which is most of your stories of those who self-realized and reached enlightenment and ascended are of those who went through a great amount of suffering in order to reach enlightenment. And for most of them, it was such a painful journey that they left the body almost immediately upon enlightenment because the vibration of the planet was so far from their consciousness and their vibration. And so we continue to tell these stories. And the council says, what if you are the 10,000 that reaches enlightenment, reaches realization, fully ascends and stays in the body and lives in heaven on earth for the rest of this incarnation until you peacefully, in one breath, release the density of the body and reemerge back into higher consciousness? Imagine if there were 10,000 stories of masters just like you living here on earth. And they ask the question, knowing that you are a master, how does a master live his or her life? How would a master live on earth? And start asking yourself that question. And see what experiences you begin to draw to you. We don't all answer that question the same. When we think about ascended masters, they each have their own uniqueness. They each have their own power. They each have their own expression and characteristics and personality. And the same is true for all of you. We don't all create our heaven on earth the same way. For some, it's this really peaceful, serene, out in nature with animals, writing and reading and living a very simple life. Others, it might be teaching thousands of people and creating retreats and traveling the world. There's no right or wrong answer here. But it is about creating it within you and then letting your force field draw to you, literally move particles into form within your own experience that are aligned with the very essence that is within you. The council goes very deeply into creation and how to focus your creative energy in part three of Journey of the Master. And they talk about in this Journey of the Master course, they talk about how to literally move particles into form. How are you creating? And it is not about being out on the, they gave an example of someone who is out on a boat in the choppy waters. And we have thought that mastery and ascended master creation or alchemy was that we would sit on the choppy water and we would force the waves to be calm. Or that we could be flying a kite, we could harness the wind. And the council says, that's still you trying to control elements and circumstances outside of you because where you are is not okay. Instead of literally directing every cell and every particle within your own body to align with the vibrational frequency, if you're out on choppy waters, you want the waters to be peaceful and calm. So you have to go within your own being and direct every cell of your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, out your fingertips in every direction. Your cells are made up of particles. When you direct them to align with the vibrational frequency of peace, you will very quickly realize that you have directed every particle within your own body into a state of peace. And then when you begin to expand that to align every particle in the force field all around you, those particles begin to merge into the particles of the air and the elements and everything around you. And they all will align with the vibrational frequency of peace. That is how powerful you are. And they gave even a more playful, fun answer about harnessing the wind. They said, why do you want to fly the kite? You want to see this kite playing and dancing and free and having fun. Why let the kite have all the fun? You want to fly the kite because you want to see it dance. You want to see it play. You want to see it be free. You want the wind to dance the kite in the sky for you, but you're letting the kite have all the fun. If you would play, if you would dance with all of creation, if you would dance and play and be free and have fun, the wind would meet you there. And the elements of everything around you would be playing and dancing with you. The council says that a master is one who dances with the beauty of all of creation, which means to not deny the existence of God that is in everything, knowing that everything is here for you. The birds, the butterflies, the trees, the grass, your beloved human family, all here for you. I had an experience of this morning, Ian. I just want to share this. A few days ago, I was out walking, and I was crossing this little stream in this place that I walk, and there was these two butterflies, and I don't know exactly what kind of butterflies they were, but they're like black and white, and they're pretty large, significant-sized butterflies, beautiful black and white, and there's two of them, and they were dancing. They were literally like flying around and circling each other and dancing and playing, and they were just in this space, and I just stood there, and I watched them for about 5 minutes. They never flew away. One would land, and the other one would land, and the other one pop up, and they would dance and play, and I was so in this. Like, I couldn't move because I was just so, I was literally feeling like these butterflies are here dancing for me, and it was so precious, and I just felt so uplifted. So today I'm walking, and I see one butterfly like that. And the thought just came into my mind. It didn't come from my mind. It just came into my mind. And I said, butterfly, will you dance with me? And I am telling you, for a half of a mile, that butterfly walked with me, flew on one side of me and the other side of me, went up, came down. I mean, this butterfly was literally dancing with me. And at one moment I stopped and it kind of played around. And I just felt this incredible, like, I said thank you to the butterfly, but the butterfly said thank you to me. Mm. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for allowing me to play with you. Thank you for seeing my beauty. Thank you for loving me. If the butterfly said that to me, and I'm a very grounded, practical person, but I'm telling you, when you open your heart to the miracles and the magical things that are here for you all day long, this is what your life experience can be. If that's not heaven on earth, I don't know what is. And in all of that beauty and all of that fun and all of that creativity and all of that love, you could be more abundant than ever before, more connected than ever before, with more resources, more opportunities, and more relationships than you've ever had possible. But it doesn't come from doing, 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 and doing, and what you need and what you want, and always in this rat race. It comes from opening and allowing energy to serve you, and then letting energy guide the way. I come from a very practical corporate background, learning the art and science of achievement and success and goal setting and all these things that can take you to a certain level. But the second you get there, at least what I said was, does it really have to be this hard? Something within me knew that it really didn't need to be as hard as I kept making it. And everything I manifested always felt like such a limited version of what I really knew was possible for me. And one of the things the council said in session 3 of Journey of the Master, which is the course that is part of the special offer, is every single thing that you have manifested in your life until now is still a very limited form of creation and what's really possible for you. And somewhere within you, you know that, which is why you drew this conversation to you. So I'll just pause for a moment.
Yeah. Beautiful, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And let me just share with everyone. So star 2 to raise your hand. And in a few moments, we'll go to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand to ask Sarah and the council anything, really, your greatest question. So many, I see many, many, many people have joined since the beginning of the call as well. And Sarah's going to be taking questions. So star 2 to raise your hand and you can ask the council anything. Go as high as you want. Of course, put your question in the webinar box if you're on the webinar page, and we'll get to as many as we can today. Sarah, let me share. So I think many, many people feel very similarly, either their whole lives or even now. So when I was a young boy, I would always say, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. So I didn't want to have a regular job or because I felt that I couldn't do enough good. I couldn't reach enough people. I always wanted to make a difference when I was like 5 years old, right? My parents will tell anyone that I always wanted to make a difference in the world. Now, what you're speaking about, I really, really love what you're saying, because sometimes when we feel that we're making a difference, or we maybe embark on a journey to make a difference, we feel that sometimes, not always, sometimes a degree of sacrifice, right? Self-sacrifice. We have to give something up. And what you're talking about is not an or at all. It's an and. And I just absolutely love the paradigm that you're putting forth here and the perspective that you're putting forth, is that you can make a difference. You spoke about the greatest contribution we can make is when we create heaven on earth in this lifetime, our own heaven on earth for ourselves. And then you went on to speak about the and you explained and really painted a beautiful picture that I could really visualize and feel into that. I'm sure many others could. I could really feel the expansion of what you were saying. And I came to the realization that it's an and. You know, so part of the show is about how we are needed more than ever. And I think that people can feel that. I think the tribe can feel that. I know I can feel it. I know that I can feel that I'm needed more than ever. And as opposed to a feeling like an obligation to share, it feels like a gift and an offering. So I wanted to, before we go to questions, Sarah, and oh, by the way, everyone, the council is going to be joining us. Well, the council has already joined us, and certainly for the Q&A as well. But I wanted you to just maybe in your words share a little bit around how the contribution and ourselves embodying heaven on earth, it's like one and the same thing. It's an and. It's not an or. We're not giving anything up.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'll share with you the council's perspective on both of these things. First off, one of the things that people continually ask is they want to be in service. They want to serve. They want to be in service. They want to contribute. They want to make a difference. You probably wouldn't be listening to this if that wasn't an inherent desire within you to make a positive impact on the world around you and to be in service. That's just who we are. It's just who we are. But the council said, what most of you are still talking about when you are talking about being in service is being a servant, not being in true divine service. You still are talking about being a servant versus do what brings you joy. Do what you love. Do it because you love it. Be who you are. Express yourself fully. Shine your light brightly. Radiate, and you will draw to you more than you can ever imagine. But it's a very different place than when you're doing something. I want to help and I want to make a difference. And maybe, like for me, I was in the corporate world. And I felt like I was making a difference. I felt like I was making a positive impact in the corporate world. But I wanted to do it with something that I enjoyed more and I was more passionate about. And so I was still talking about being some sort of servant, having a better job or a better business or a better company where I still needed to make money because I have to. I was just going to do it in a way that I was serving and doing something more that I enjoyed. But I was still doing it because I needed something or I was doing it to make money. And one of the things the council says is, you know, that's where you often trip yourself up is you just try to figure out how to monetize your gifts and abilities because you need money, right? Or you need to build a bigger platform or you need more likes. Or you need, it's all this energy, which still is more about being a servant than a truly realized master of your life experience. So someone asked the council about it and about my role specifically, and the council said, she does it because she can't not do it. I do not have a job. I do not have a business. I do not think about it that way. I do what I love all day long. And in fact, I remember telling someone years ago, I would have these 2-hour conversations about exactly what we're talking about right now, Ian. And I said, I just want to do this all day. And then I want to go walk my dog, and I want to go walk out in nature, and I want to come back and do this. And then I want to re-listen to conversations I had like this. And fast forward, not too long, that's what I do. But here's the thing. I don't need anything. The council has invited us into this field of getting beyond needing and wanting. Because you don't get what you think you need. You don't get what you want. And here's exactly what you said. You get more of what you are. That's the and that you said. You get more of what you are. You draw to you more of what you are. So if you are totally satiated and you are abundant and you are fulfilled and you are living in harmony, you will draw more of that and more of that and more of that. I don't work and I don't have a job because I don't take on things that I don't love and enjoy that I would do anyway. And it's the same with you. This inspiration that you have created, a platform and a show and an incredible yes business, was because this is what you loved. And you took your own personal expression and created something new. It's your own creative expression, and you're sharing it with others, and together you all have more. Now, there's an energetic exchange for my courses. There's an energetic exchange for my sessions. There's an energetic exchange. But it was a huge shift in my business when I went from I need to attract clients and help people to I want to sit across the table with other masters and have the most incredible conversations and expand our consciousness together and take this to a whole nother level of experience. And what I exchange for is the space I hold, the consciousness that comes into that space, the love that comes into that space, the presence that comes into that space. That's the energetic exchange. I don't have access to something that you yourself also do not have access to. Everybody has the same ability to tune in to energy and intuition and consciousness and awareness. I just love it so much that I've done it so long and for so many hours during the day that it's just really easy for me to get in and out of a channeled state. And it's just not out there anymore. It's right here. It's just the space I'm in. And that's possible for all of us. And if I would say, well, what would I want my greatest legacy to be with this work? It's that. So check in with yourself. Is this desire to be in service and make a difference still coming from some energy of needing, wanting, earning a right to be here, still trying to figure out what your purpose is? And also, it's a huge shift, and this is part of ascension, transcendence, and stepping into higher states of consciousness. You cannot do so if you're still fixing, releasing, healing, if you're still trying to constantly figure out what's wrong with you. And that's why I want to put a little bit different intention behind the questions. Because, you know, sometimes we ask a question like, counsel, can you please tell me why I haven't realized yet? What's wrong with me? What do I need to fix? What am I still holding on to? What limitation is still over here? And so long as we keep making that our intention, we have to continually keep drawing to us something to fix, something wrong, some part of us that's not whole yet. We keep drawing people to us that reflect to us why we're not whole or why we're not complete or why we're not worthy. And that is part of transcendence. The council says, you know, just to understand different dimensions of consciousness, that the third dimension to the fourth dimension is, the third dimension is separation, lack, not enoughness, unworthiness, fighting, competition, comparison, and believing that you are your circumstances and your conditions. As you step into a little bit more and you move into a fourth dimension of consciousness, when you start asking the question, who am I? You begin to start realizing you're more than your conditions and you're more than your circumstances. And you step into transformation and purification and releasing, and that's what most of us have been in for the last 10 years or so, which is this dimension of transformation. And now we're being invited into pure love, oneness, infinite intelligence, infinite love, infinite abundance, the infinite well-being that has been here all along. And the council says the time it takes, the doorway into these higher dimensions of consciousness is your wholeness, your perfection, your worthiness. Sure, you are always going to become more. You're always going to be in this experience of becoming more and expanding and expressing yourself more and coming more into your fullness and your creativity and your passion. But there is a point where you decide to stop looking for what is wrong with you or what you still need to fix or how you still need to help in order to be worthy and valuable. And you just know your inherent worth and value, and that you living from that level of fullness and wholeness, living your life to the fullest, loving fully, living fully, and being all that you are, you will serve in ways you could never comprehend or understand. But not because that person over there needs help because there's something wrong with them. That is to deny the very existence of the divine within them. We have been denying the existence of the God within us for so long. And this is ascension. This is realization. The council says, and they talk about it in part one and part two of Journey of the Master, which is the special offer that we have today. Realization is about coming into full integration with every single part of you, to no longer deny any part of you. Don't deny the part that you tried to run from. Don't deny the part that you tried to lie about. Don't deny the part that you tried to make excuses for. Don't deny the parts of you that you tried to sweep under the rug, and stop trying to fix them, and stop trying to change them, and stop trying to heal them. Allow all that you are, and stop denying the existence of the source that creates world that is you. Because when you do that, you deny the infinite abundance that is here for you. You deny the infinite well-being that is here for you. Then you cannot step into realization and ascension and deny any part of you. You cannot step into living in heaven on earth if you're denying the divine and the source and the God in yourself or others or any other or any situation. When you're looking at things as bad or what went wrong or why is this happening to me, you're denying your source. And that's why it appears as if infinite abundance and well-being is not available to you. But it's you're denying it, not allowing it. So think about service from a different place. Not helping or fixing or even trying to heal anymore. It's about holding the space where infinite well-being can flow to you and through you. And in that, the healing power is always present to align every body to the infinite well-being that you inherently are. Very different approach to healing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Well, speaking of service, I'd love to go to the phones first.
Yeah.
And we'll start taking some live callers, and of course we'll also go to the web. So if you would like the opportunity to have your question chosen, so to speak, then put your question in the question box along with your name, and we'll get to as many as we can. And
yeah.
Let's start with the phones. Let's go to Muskegon, Michigan. The last four digits of your phone number are 2378, and you are live with Sarah. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, Sarah. Very nice call. Very, very good. Hi, Ian.
Hi there.
My
Hello.
Name is Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Destiny, what a great name.
This is a question. I'm not going to say that there's nothing wrong with me, but what about others? I'm asking the council what you do about mm-hmm. others who are wishing ill will and intent and suffering upon, say, another. How do you stop them? What is the pill to stop them from them choosing to do that? Because right now I'm getting majorly attacked. And I'm trying
so
compassion.
You're getting attacked because you're entangling. So anytime we are judging another, when you look at someone else and judge what they are doing as right or wrong, when you go into judgment of yourself or any other, you automatically entangle yourself in that experience, and it's almost always a very low vibrational, low dense experience, and you feel powerless because you're holding yourself in a belief that you're being victimized, they're being victimized, you're trying to save them, free them. You are voting with your attention. You are voting and getting more of what you focus on. And if you do not vote for that, then do not give it your attention.
Okay,
and the most
so turn
powerful
the other
thing
cheek.
That you can do. It's not, no, it's not turn the other cheek. It is, what do you want in the situation?
I just want it to stop. It's painful. I mean,
no, what do you, no, what do you want? That's not what you want. Do you want peace?
What
do you want,
I want
love? Do you want joy? Do you want freedom? Do you want kindness?
Peace.
Do you want harmony?
Yeah, peace.
Peace, okay?
Peace and freedom and sovereignty.
Ah, there you go. So, you don't really want it to stop. You want peace. You want freedom. You want sovereignty. This is not turning the other cheek. You're not helpless and you're not powerless. This is about you going into your own being, which is a force field of creation, which is a universe within yourself, because you are a creator within your own creation. It is about you going within you and activating and directing every cell of your body to align with a feeling of peace. Feel for the sovereignty that you are. Feel for the freedom and the harmony, and direct every cell of your body all the way up to the top of your head, down to the bottom of your feet and out your fingertips. Align every cell of your body to align with the vibration of peace. And then you stand there in your power, in the center of your universe, creator within your own creation. And you direct from within you in every direction, as far as you can see. Through your light, you send peace and harmony and freedom and sovereignty into the entire force field around you. You feel that?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, that is what you do. When you feel something unwanted, what is it you want, and choose it and align your entire being, because every cell of your body is a particle, and within every single particle there is light, and you have the power to focus and activate and illuminate your entire being and the force field of creation that extends from you farther than you can ever imagine. And you can send through you in your light into every single one of those particles that is going out to every end of the earth. And you infused it with peace. You infused it with sovereignty. You infused it with freedom. That is the power you have. And you drew this answer to you, and you know you can do this. That is how powerful you are. That is why we ask you to stay on the planet at this time during the greatest transformation of human consciousness, because you have the power within you to create anything and everything. You are pure potential and possibility expressing yourself in form. We love you, our friend. Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Riverside, California on the phone. 0332. You are live.
That's so interesting, because my question was the exact question that was asked.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can feel myself here doing that. And I'm wondering if we can just go a little bit further into that process of how, because what I feel I have been doing is, when I go into that process, I'm kind of in a fight. Like, I am peace.
Yes, but the fight is not out there. The fight is within you.
Mm-hmm.
You're still denying some part of you that you're in conflict with. You still think that there's some bully within you. Some part that you should deny or get rid of. Some part that's not good. And the truth is There's nothing that could ever happen in this human experience that could threaten your perfection. The best way we give it to you is when you know better, you do better. No one from our side is ever judging anything that ever happens here because we know. It is not a problem. It is not an issue. It is not terrible and wrong. It is just what happens at lower levels of consciousness. There's so many things in your human experience that you would do so much differently now because of the consciousness you're in, because of the vibration you're in, because you're at a higher consciousness longer and you stay there longer and you get back in there faster when you fall out. But you know who you are now more than you knew 10 years ago, and yet you still judge yourself for things you have done. But it was just the level of consciousness you were in at the time where you didn't know who you are and the power you have. Mm-hmm. So you went against your own intuition because you didn't know you had the power. We had a friend that had a story for her entire lifetime, for the last 50 years, of having, for lack of better words, been victimized in a situation when she was in college where her and her girlfriend went to a party and were assaulted. And she's been telling the story, and it's kept her from her wholeness and her worthiness. And she's struggled for a long time in the suffering of the pain of this experience. And we said, all right, you're there now. You're walking up the steps. And you just get this feeling that you shouldn't go in there. Then you trust it. Then you turn. Then you and your girlfriend go to the coffee shop. And you have an amazing conversation. And the next day you go for a bike ride. And the next day you go have fun. And you can choose to go back to any situation and choose for you. And then you can stop denying yourself for all the things you think you should have done differently that cause you to continually battle and war with different parts of you. So long as there is a victim, you have to draw a villain. And in most of those stories, you have to also have a hero. You have the victim and the villain, but you have to have a hero. And most of you want to see the hero. But most of you are still unwilling to be your own hero. You sit in these stories of why you're not good enough and what you did wrong. You go into old stories and you play them out again and again and again, waiting for the hero to save you. Instead of realizing in this moment the absolute master that you are of your life experience, and start living as the master that you are in your own life. And then you will move through these experiences with much greater ease and grace. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you so much.
Really good. We love you, our friend. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Blessings. Thank you so much. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much for the beautiful wisdom that you're channeling. Let's go to the web and see who we can serve on the web. Okay. This is Brenda from New York. I am struggling shifting my consciousness in creation mode and sustaining it. Is there any advice on how to let things get in the way of creating? So let me rephrase that. Not to let things get in the way of creating. I think any advice on how to prevent things from getting in the way from creating? I think maybe that's what you mean, Brenda.
We'll tell you exactly. Stillness is the access point to acceleration and creation. Stillness is the access point to acceleration and creation and creativity. Most of what you're asking about, our friend, is you're still trying to find solutions to your problems, even calling them creativity. The example of an artist who runs out of money and believes they have to paint their next masterpiece by the end of the week because they need money. They're trying to force creation and creativity. And yet, instead of taking the whole week to try to force the masterpiece, if they would take the whole week to be in a state of feeling totally satiated by all that is here and now, they might draw to them everything they need and more without even having to create the painting. Or they might create the most beautiful painting ever. Or that creative energy might guide them in a different direction. But you're still trying to force and figure out creativity and creation. So we say this: if you really want to ignite your creativity, find stillness, and in the stillness, feel that you are totally satiated. Come into a place of feeling totally satiated, filled up, full. You have everything you need and more. Galore, galore, I always have everything I need and more, and it's all here for me. Everything in your space, in your reality, is an extension of you. You actually really created it all and drew the particles of creation to you. That does not happen through force and effort and push. And so sometimes we describe it this way. When you have a train barreling down the track and it wants to get to a higher, better route, you said you're trying to access higher dimensions of consciousness. If a train wanted to get on a different track, train's barreling down the tracks, but it's going to change tracks here, and it's going to get on a higher track. You're going to go to a higher level of consciousness. The train has to stop before it gets on the higher track, and then it can get momentum again on the higher track. But in order for a train to change tracks, it has to slow down and come into a place of stillness and then get into that higher dimension of consciousness. And we say that the doorway to heaven on earth is being totally satiated in this moment by all that is. And you will have more momentum, acceleration, amplification, and ascension than you can imagine. And consciousness is what moves energy into form. Consciousness is what moves light into life. That flow of energy, that being in the flow of creativity, is because you access a higher level of consciousness that does not come from force. It simply cannot. Motivation can, but motivation is still avoiding some unwanted circumstance, which is coming from lack and not enoughness. And that's not the energy you want to put into anything you create. We assure you. Good question, offering.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Let's take another question. Then what I'd like to do is I'd like to have you share with everyone how they can, you know, work with you more deeply through what you brought to the group today. So let's just let's see. Okay. So this is one that I think could be answered specifically and broadly for the group as well. This is Michelle from Newcastle upon Tyne in the United Kingdom, and Michelle's question is: Hello, could you please share with me what my next steps are in my divine mission and what my purpose involves? I'm currently unsure about what the next steps are. So whatever's coming through from you and the council to ask that either specifically or broadly for the group.
Well, you're just continuing to draw to you uncertainty because you're asking something out there what you should do. What am I supposed to do? What should I do? What do I do? I need to do. What am I supposed to do? Implies that you're going to get it wrong, potentially. Implies that you haven't figured it out. That is not how this works. What you can do is choose how you want to live your life fully. Choose the experience that you want to have for you. We say, don't make any big decisions right now. The very energy of the word decision, decide, means that there's a lack of time, a lack of options. You better hurry up and decide. Because you're going to have to then get busy figuring it out. Very different energy than choosing. Allow things to be choiceless. What do you love? What brings you joy? How would you live your perfect day? This is the answer to our friend. Start allowing yourself to explore how you would live your perfect day. When you woke up, would you go for a walk? Would you read a book? Would you meditate? Would you be alone? Would you be with someone else or others? Would it be in nature or in a beautiful city or overlooking the ocean? And then what would you do after that? And what would you do after that? And what would you do after that? Most all of you would incorporate something that is the expression of what you are, whether it's you would paint or you would draw or you would write or you would have conversations or you would talk to a group or you would study this or read that. There's all sorts of things within that. If you really let yourself start playing and creating in the energy of what you choose for you, you realize you really do know what you want. You really are far more clear than you give yourself credit for. But you only get more of what you are. So if you're uncertain, you will continue to draw to you more uncertainty and doubt. When you start coming into a level of confidence that you can choose for you, it's not your job to figure out how it's going to happen. It's not your job to figure out when it's going to happen or who it's going to happen with. It's your job to choose for you and then allow and let the energy guide the way. And most of the time when you are uncertain, it's because you are not allowing energy. You're down in limitation trying to figure it out, and none of it feels right because you are limiting the very creation that is trying to present itself to you. And if you would just get back into a good feeling place, start choosing for you, start going into your imagination or start exploring how you want to live your life, what it means to live fully, and then start allowing yourself to do so and start letting the light guide the way, which means you don't say to yourself, what should I do today? You wake up with a feeling of being so alive. And you choose how you want to live your life to the fullest, all day, every day. And then you don't create this big gap and this big separation from where you are to where you think you should be. Start living your life fully here and now. And we promise you, it is certain, it is guaranteed, it is truth, that the energy and the light will guide the way, but it will only guide the way from the present moment. And it will be choiceless. You will just know. And it's a journey. This isn't about getting anywhere. It's about the journey. You're never going to get to a certain place and go, this is it. Because you're always choosing. It's a beautiful journey. Let it be an adventure. Let it be fun. Play and have fun. That's why you're here. That's living. And when you don't feel very alive, it's because you're not living. and you're certainly not living and allowing yourself to live fully because you don't think you have the freedom to do so, and we assure you that you do. Good question.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You are here. You are here, every single one of you. You are here of your own choosing. You are. This is the greatest potential that has ever occurred in any lifetime, what you are living here and now. There is a power within you. There is a love within you. There is a truth within you. And there is a source within you that creates worlds that can do anything if you will allow it and allow the energy and the light to guide the way for you. That is how the master lives his or her life. Knowing that everything is a figment of your creation. There is no out there. It's all an extension of you, and all of the energy is for you. All you've got to do is allow it. But your physical senses cannot perceive energy and light. You can't see it or hear it or taste it or touch it or smell it. So you stop perceiving energy and light that was always here to guide you, or you wouldn't have agreed to come here. But you never intended to rely on your physical senses to guide the way or light the way for you. Let yourself feel how truly supported you are. Really good question.
And thank you for that wisdom. Thank you so much. Well, I wanted you to have the opportunity to share with everyone. You've brought a wonderful offer. It's called Journey of the Master. And I know that so many listening are going to be guided to at least take a look at this and see what the resonance is. This is such a beautiful, beautiful show we've had today. And by extension, the offer is something where everyone can work more deeply with you, Sarah. So I wanted to give you the chance to share that with everyone. But before you do so, let me just direct everyone to the page so you can follow along visually. If you're on the webinar page, then click the orange special offer button underneath Sarah's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you'll have to type in WOTASHOW, which is WOTASHOW.com/Sarah, which is SARA and the number 10. Everything's lowercase. Let me say that one more time so you can follow along if you like. WOTASHOW.com/Sarah, SARA and the number 10. And you'll be taken to Sarah's program, Journey of the Master. So, Sarah, please take us through your program.
Thank you, Ian. This is one of the most incredible experiences and channel courses. I just can't even say, there's no proper word to explain the experience of Journey of the Master, which is a 6-part channeled course with the council. You heard them, you could hear that they have this energy and this love and this presence and this wisdom. And they say, you know, we are here for you so that you do not forget that you really came here to step into this level of the true realized master that you are and then live your life to the absolute fullest. And so Journey of the Master is designed specifically for this time. It is a 6-part channeled course and includes two live calls. So there are 4 parts available now. Part one is session one, which is the master's journey home. Then we get into following the light and much more deeply into what the council was just talking about, which is how do you get into alignment with the flow and let energy and light guide the way. The third part is about focusing your creative energy, so also to the question about creativity and stepping into higher levels of consciousness. They talk about how to focus for the creation of everything that you desire. Then they get into freeing yourself to be and really receive new levels of expression and more expansion, so beyond anything you thought possible. Those 4 parts are available right now. They are so incredible and so powerful. And then we have two, as a part of this $97 package, we have two live channel calls with myself and the council, including Q&A. These calls tend to be about 2 hours long. They're on the other side of them. It feels like it was 15 minutes because it's just so expansive and incredible. But those live calls are May 9th and May 30th. On May 9th, we'll be talking about richer experiences and deeper connection, how to really thrive in this experience of heaven on earth. And in the May 30th call, we're going to be talking about how we are the council here on earth and how to live and love and lead in this time of awakening. And so you get the four pre-recorded parts that are available now. If you're listening to this between now and May 30th, you can join us on May 9th and May 30th for the live calls. And if you are listening to this after May 30th, I want you to know, and the council says this, whether you were on the live calls or not, your energy and your consciousness was part of that experience. No matter when you listen to it, you will hear exactly what you need to hear. You drew it to you. Your consciousness was part of the experience when it was created. And so while lots of people listen to these calls live, many people listen to the replays, listen later on, and they are in the experience as if it is happening in this moment. It's always perfect when that is. So I really encourage everyone to take advantage of this. I truly love this course so much. And I love all of the wisdom that came through. It has changed my life. I am literally not living in the same world, in the same consciousness, or in the same experience as I was prior to session one of Journey of the Master. And I just invite you all, if it's choiceless, you know, someone asked one time, how do I know if I should take that course? Just let it be choiceless. Be there because you know that's where you belong. Be there because it's just, you know, it's you coming home to the truth within you, and allow yourself truly the experience of a lifetime. So it's Journey of the Master. It's a new 6-part channel course, including two live group sessions and Q&A with the council, live calls May 9th and 30th, all of that, the 4 parts available to you now, so you can start right now today, all of that for $97. So you'll see that on the page that Ian mentioned, which is wotashow.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A-10. And I invite you, as you're looking at it, you might even go all the way down to the bottom of the page if or come back to it after you purchase and read some of the really beautiful, incredible quotes from different parts of this course. And you're also welcome to share those with others or on your social media platforms. But you could get an essence for some of the incredible wisdom that is shared in this course. And you may even feel your own consciousness beginning to merge into this experience of Journey of the Master as you go through those. So thank you, Ian. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's exactly 333 where I am. I really appreciate this, and what a wonderful conversation. And I love you, my friend. I'm so happy to be here with your community, and I just really so grateful. Thank you.
And likewise, Sarah, likewise. This has been so expansive, and I personally can tell that there's been a shift. What you've brought today is very, very expansive. And I know that there's paradigm shifting occurring right now, certainly energetic paradigm shifting occurring. And I've taken 6 pages of notes, you know, as you've been speaking. I've been present, but I've also been writing things down. And beautiful, beautiful words and vibrations that you've shared. And something that I think is on page 3, I'm on page 6 right now, but you said, you know, if you were a master, how would you live, right? Was it, did you say that? It was something, I'm paraphrasing it.
Yeah.
But
How would a master live his or her life? How would a master live on earth? That's the question we're invited into right now, all of us.
Yeah.
And that was a powerful part of session four, which is available now. And the council asked it even a little bit different way, because they said every single one of us truly are ascended masters here in this human experience. And they said, how would you, as the ascended master that you are, now remembering and knowing that, how would an ascended master live his or her life? That's the journey we're on now. So whether master speaks more to you or ascended master, whatever word expands you into thinking about greater potentials and possibilities of how you want to live your life. Not what do you want to do, how do you want to live?
I'm going to leave it at that. I think that's a beautiful way for us to end, contemplate on that. Let those words and the vibration behind the words sit with you, and let your heart feel that. I personally think that this program is so relative and important right now because of the energetic shifting that has taken place, and the and, not the or, the and about living as the fullest expression of ourselves while being of service. And we're talking about supreme intelligence. We're talking about the aspect of the divine. We're talking about the essence of the divine as we speak about service and as we speak about living as the fullest expression of our true selves. It truly is a marriage of the two. It really is one. But for what Sarah mentioned at the very beginning of the show as well, is bringing this into the practical level, because we also are still living in the 3D. So a program like this can really help us on a 3D level integrate and embody that which we need to embody to live as the fullest expression of ourselves and truly create heaven on earth in our own bodies in this lifetime. So, Sarah, thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you here. Thank you for your offering and your wisdom. And thank you so much to the council as well for being here and for you taking those questions and serving the community and really being a beautiful beacon of light for all of us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. It's my absolute joy. I love you. I love you all. This is heaven on earth to me. This is it, and it's available to all of us. So thank you. Fun to co-create with you. Fun to have these expansive conversations.
Always.
Like so much is being done in us just doing what we love, us just being who we are. We're not even really doing anything, but we're just being who we are. You know, the council says in the doing, there's always more to be done. In the being, all that you are, everything is done through you. Be who you are. So that's what I leave you all with today. Have a beautiful rest of your day, your week, and you may even start witnessing the shift that you made on this call today right before your eyes. So allow it.
Thank you. All right, sacred souls, all your beautiful wisdom community, thank you so much, every one of you, for being here. I bow down to every one of you. Thank you so much for up-leveling and upgrading all of us, because it has happened. There has been an upgrade. There has been an up-level. So thank you so much. Thank you. See you on the next call coming up soon, tomorrow. And love you all. Much love. And we give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We give thanks to all the beautiful ancient ones, all the divine beloved beings of love, life, power, and service. Much love to you all. Thank you. Bye-bye. Namaste.